At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you looking to buy a property and will be mortgaging your house? Are you looking for some home loan tips and tricks? Or how about the steps through the home loan process? We're going to cover all of that today, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, your local San Jose, California realtor. And today we're going to cover a lot of home loan topics. I have three main areas we're going to talk about, so we'll break it down. The first is the loan approval process. In the loan approval process, there are six main steps. So choosing a home loan officer that you're very comfortable working with is going to be really important here because they're going to guide you through those steps along with your realtor. So the first step of the home loan approval process is to gather your documents. Now your loan officer is probably going to give you a very specific list, but just to give you a heads up, there's four main areas of information that you need to gather. The first is the last 2 years of tax returns, federal tax returns, the last 2 years of your W-2s, the last 2 months of your pay statements, and the last 2 months of all your bank statements, So that could be a lot if you've got investment accounts, for example, or if you even have a stock accounts. Those all need to be included in that information. The second step of the six-step loan approval process is to submit your items to the bank. Now, there are two ways you can do this. First, you can do that with just your documentation, or you can do it with the specifics of a property. Now that kind of depends if you're being pre-qualified, pre-approved, or underwritten beforehand. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But you're definitely, no matter what process, gonna have to submit that information to the bank. If you've already identified a property, along with your information, you will also need the property's preliminary title report, as well as a recent appraisal. That's one of the first things that your lender is going to order is an appraisal once you're in contract. The third step of the six-step loan approval process is underwriting. Now, this is when your file, all complete, goes to the person at the bank who's going to look at all the documents and try to make sense of everything. This process allows them to really understand how your money has been moved, where it's coming from, do you qualify, and are you financially stable? So this could come back with a conditional approval, which would be step four, or it can come back with a lot more information needed. So it depends on how far along they get with that. But the underwriter's job is to connect the dots and understand if there are any questions that are not answered. Don't assume the bank understands why you made large transfers of funds. All of those items are going to have to be explained, and your loan officer should help you with that proactively ahead of time so the loan doesn't get kicked back from the bank during the underwriting process. So ideally, step four, like I said, you get conditional approval. Now, conditional approval means they approve you, they approve the property, but maybe they need just a couple updated things. For example, an updated bank statement because time has passed and a new statement is now available. Step number five is a clear to close or a final approval of your loan. So that means all conditions have been met and you've submitted all the documentation that the bank requires and they are full approving you for a loan. Now the last step is the loan actually funding, meaning the bank has completely approved you as in the previous step and processed all the documentation. So you will need to be signing off on loan documents, signing off on the final closing disclosure, and then they will fund the loan. Once they fund the loan, then you can record escrow and get your keys. So how long does this entire process take? Well, that can really vary depending on the current market conditions as well as your personal circumstances. If you have a very clean loan application, meaning you both work for as salaried employees with stable jobs and have pretty straightforward bank accounts, then there's probably not much time necessary to approve your loan. But if you're self-employed or you have a lot of investment properties or you move a lot of money around, that process could take a lot longer. So on the short end, the loan approval process could take 16 days from start to finish or up to 40 days. Now, if you're purchasing a house here in San Jose, typically the sellers like to see a 30-day close or even faster in some cases. So the more about this process you can do ahead of finding a property, the better. Okay, and the last topic we're gonna talk about today is the home loan tips and tricks. So I've got some really great ideas for you that maybe you've not heard anywhere else. These are from my favorite lender that I work with and things that she knows will help make the process easier. So the first one is to create a folder on your computer where you start to save new bank statements, new pay stubs, everything all in one central place. Because it is inevitable that the bank will likely ask for updated statements, or if you don't find a home right away and you've submitted your loan applications, you're gonna need to update those items. So if you're in the home shopping period of your life, it's definitely advised to save those items in one place so you don't have to hunt and scramble for them when they're asked for. And that would go to the four main categories that we talked about: your W-2s, your tax returns, your pay stubs, as well as your bank statement. But one other thing to include in that area is if you transfer any money, why did you do it? And in a proof of it leaving one account and going into another, so we have traceability, because a lot of underwriters are gonna ask for why money was moved and wanna understand that. That kind of leads to point number two for tips and tricks. Before moving any large amounts of money, make sure you're discussing it with your home loan officer. They can advise as to whether you should do that or not do that, or how to properly document it so that this does not become a problem in your home loan approval process. You also don't want to make any big financial changes or decisions or purchases during this time. Always run items by your home loan officer. Tip number three, we're seeing this a lot more. If you have an online only bank, make sure you're calling them ahead to see if you can get access to statements or get access to transactions in between statements. A lot of banks aren't allowing this, and sometimes your home loan bank is going to ask for updates on transactions in between statements. And if you're not able to access that, that has become a problem. So you're gonna need to plan ahead for that, and if possible, figure out how to get a hold of those transactions. And the last thing is just to be aware when you're printing out any bank statements to make sure that your last name and the last four digits of your account are on every single piece of paper. This really helps banks to trace that the money is yours and understand that those statements are valid and, like I said, your money. You don't want, for example, a screenshot from a bank which doesn't have that information. You need actual statements if at all possible. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.